You know, we got a Sister Doris. Some of you folks know her that, you know, are with our Pal Talk assembly, Doris Hamilton. And she's just a blessing. She is handling so many things for us. She actually has been scouting out people to share their testimonies for us, and that's been a blessing. And she's set up our phone system, and that's been a blessing. And she's a real smart lady. I like her. She was Businesswoman of the Year. I think it was in 2003. And she was on the Congressional Business Advisory Council. So she gave all that up just to bless us. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, Doris is going to come and share a testimony with
you. Are you ready, Doris?
Sure.
All right. Well, share away then. Thank you so much.
Oh, okay. You're welcome. And listen, this never gets any easier, brethren. Every time I'm asked to share a testimony, my heart just beats 1,000 miles a minute. But it's really important, and you know, hearing the testimonies of all you guys and ladies that, you know, talk about the ways that the Lord has done things for you and all the miracles in your lives, they're really, really important. And I'm going to give you a couple testimonies real quickly. I acknowledge that I have a bunch, but I'll just give a couple tonight. But last week, even in spite of the fact I have an external hard drive that, you know, I can put everything on, and I just really have not really been diligent about doing that. And we set up a telephone server for UBM in anticipation, you know, of when the ministry grows, you know, worldwide as far as with the satellite television and that type of thing. Just having a place where people can maybe call if they need to, and because we don't know, you know, how much of a need we'll have, but we got that set up, you know, beforehand, and that took a little bit of time, and there's just a lot of things, you know, everybody knows that what they have on their computer is important to them, and these things on my computer were important to me and other folks too, and I heard this chirping sound, and I thought, I wonder what that is. I couldn't really figure it out, and sure enough, it was my hard drive, and at some point, I got that dreaded black screen with a blinking cursor, and just really didn't want to accept that, but there it sat. So I called Dave, and I asked him, you know, I told him the circumstances, and he said, well, that's nothing for the Lord, and I agreed with that, and so he asked me to put my hands on the computer, which I did, and, you know, the prayer was sent forth, and the healing accepted, and we got off the phone, and started the computer again, and again got the setup screen, and so I thought, well, I needed to leave because I had a bunch of errands to run, so I just turned the computer off, and I decided, you know, that certainly when I came back, it was all going to be done, and I wasn't concerned about it, and then one day passed, and I thought, well, I'll just go check my email on the other computer, and another day passed, and another day, and all the while, I'm saying to myself, I know it's healed, but Sunday came, and it was time to listen to Unleavened Bread on Pal Talk, and I just thought, oh, you know, I always do that in the den. That's what I want to do. Yep, I'm going to have to turn that computer on, and I'm just going to believe. Not going to stand for anything but perfect healing. And so I did have to repent for being tentative because I had put it off for days, and, you know, I knew that it was done, but I just, for some reason, just put it off. And so I've repented and turned the computer on, and again I got the setup screen, and I just kept pushing F1, and finally I saw some color, and so I started praising the Lord and using my prayer language, and it just was loading, you know, it showed the Windows XP screen, and so I just got up and walked away, and as I was walking away, I saw, you know, before me just a screen that had 010101 line upon line, and I said, oh, that's right, it's line upon line, and I know that you're just rebuilding it line upon line, and I just felt so excited and happy in the Lord, and I walked back to the screen, and I had started, I guess, about 10 minutes after 7 our time, so I had, you know, 20 minutes to get the computer started and everything going, and it finally finished loading, and everything came on at 10 minutes after the start. So, and I have to tell you, praise the Lord, everything was there, nothing was lost. And even the files that I had worked on that day that it originally went down, everything was there, so praise God, and He did restore it. Thank you so much for your testimonies. I know it's hard to get on and talk, and it feels really strange, but it's a wonderful thing to confess Jesus before man and the wonderful things that our Father does for us. And I just want to thank you guys again just for sharing what you do, because you just never know when that's going to be important. And those testimonies have been important to me every time you guys share. And I just praise God for all of you and thank Him for everything He's done. And I guess that's it, Dave.
All right. Thank you so much, Doris.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you, too.